This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online right now. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping out in the coronavirus effort all across the country, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, all the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, along with those roughnecks out there in the oil platforms. And you guys and gals ought to feel pretty good. Price of oil went back up again yesterday. So we want to thank all of you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can check out the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page over on Facebook. Like the page. Jump into the chat room like all the gang that's in there right now conversing with me. And good morning to Eric in Seminole. He's been pretty much conducting a one-man band here. And by the way, Steve in Thailand is in there tonight. And he said that he had to calm his nerves down after hour number one. He had to have a cold one out of the refrigerator. All right, well, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. But I told you that first hour, Denise, was really, we were really getting into it. Oh, are you ready to hear the Los Angeles mayor?
Who, Garcetti?
Yeah, listen to this.
With Council President Neri Martinez, with council members Herb Wesson, Marquise Harris-Dawson, and Curran Price, and so many other members of the council, from Mike Bonin to Mitch O'Farrell and others, we have all said we have to do something different. We hear what people are saying. And so I have instructed and committed to, in public to that group, that our city, through our city administrative officer, identify $250 million in cuts so we could invest in jobs, in health, in education, and in healing. And that those dollars need to be focused on our black community here in Los Angeles, as well as communities of color and women and people who have been left behind for too long. And will this involve cuts? Yes, of course, to every department, including the police department, because we all have to be a part of this solution together.
What is the big group in Los Angeles that he didn't mention at all?
What, for cuts?
Yeah, no. What is the big group? He said, well, to take care of our black community. Who did he forget about?
I don't know.
The Latinos, they make up the majority of the population in Los Angeles. And he never said a word about them. So if you're a Latino and you're hearing that, what are you thinking?
That's going to be that'll be challenged in court.
Sure. And one of the other things they want to do is they want to take away all of the military-grade issue equipment that the police department has, too, including those MRAP vehicles and whatnot they use for the SWAT vehicles. But if you're being shot at, or if you're being had a Molotov cocktails thrown at you, that's probably one of the best places you can be in.
All right, well, here's where we're going to end up, okay? Uh-huh. We have something in the Constitution, and it's two words. that I think are former or retired generals and admirals from Dempsey and, you know, the rest of them,
yep,
seem to forget. And the two words is domestic tranquility,
yep,
of which we now have none, okay? So with when you don't have domestic tranquility, that takes us back to another condition here, and that is the Second Amendment, which I would argue is not going to be challenged for at least another year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that? Because if you don't have domestic tranquility, we defund police departments, of which Brian Fallon, who, you know, obviously worked for Hillary Clinton,
yep,
said defund the police. We're going to go to what is known as, in the old days, as frontier justice.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's where the front horse thieves and the rustlers and the shooters. Okay? So we're going to end up with vigilante justice here. Now, I would turn around and send a tweet or go over to social media to all these cockamamie people who want to get rid of police, including getting rid of the police department in Minneapolis completely,
yeah,
and say, fine, okay, let's do this. Arm up, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to go to vigilante justice, and we're going to go right back to the wild, wild west here. Now, is that what these cats are? You know, these people just don't think things through. Now, do you think that General Mattis or McChrystal or General Allen or any of those, do you think they're all in conditions where they have actually gone down Rodeo Drive and seen the destruction there? Have they gone over to Brooklyn or Manhattan and seen the destruction there? And can they actually forecast the future destruction? You know, it is absolutely the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And furthermore, if these flag officers had any kind of common sense, they had gotten together. They all know each other.
Mm-hmm.
They all know each other very well.
Mm-hmm.
They had gotten together and said, okay, we don't like Trump. He's done this and this. But let's not be part of the problem. Let's go to a solution. So we know the military tactics on the battlefield, especially when it comes to things like urban warfare. And why don't we kind of build something, mm-hmm, together? And why don't we just call up the White House and say, hey, President Trump, we want to come over here. We want to talk about,
yep,
it. And here's part of our solution.
Yep.
But no,
here's,
we want to go to chaos.
And here comes the break, and we'll be right back from the break. And by the way, let's think about one thing while we're at break. Guess who was a Marine Corps officer during the Los Angeles riots in 1992? Gosh, Mad Dog Mattis. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. How soon they forget, huh? Be right back with Denise Simon after this break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh yeah, yar. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by my very good friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, I've been taking Balance of Nature for just about 2 months right now. I took it a while ago, a few years ago. Worked really good for me, and I thought I'd start taking it again because of the immunity thing and, you know, getting you a little bit more pizzazz and all that sort of stuff. But if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I got a great deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. I'm taking the fruits and the veggies, and you'll love them when you take them, because all you got to do is go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, RESULT. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751. And speak with a live health coach. Now, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And they might ask you where you heard it. And, of course, you know the drill. You tell them you heard it here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And there you go. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Got a lot of people chiming in here in the chat room and whatnot, sending us stuff. I played the Project Veritas tape here back in hour number one, and somebody just sent it to me again. We did play that, so I'm not going to play it again. It's available on the podcast if you want to hear it. And there's just so much stuff that's going on right now. You know.
Well, let me suggest this to your listeners, because this movie came out a long time ago, and I was talking about trying to achieve domestic tranquility, which is what governors and mayors are, that's their first responsibility, public safety, okay?
Yep.
And obviously we're not getting that. So then I trot on over to Frontier Justice, otherwise known as Vigilante Justice. But let's go to a movie, because I think some people necessarily need to be reminded, and that is Boondock Saints.
Mm-hmm.
So we're now into the weekend. I would suggest that everybody out there that can just go watch the movie Boondock Saints. Rest my case.
Well, how about Lindsey Graham and what he had to say?
Right. We can't get that conversation when the cops are sitting there with riot shields trying to rationalize how to crack down and bring calm back to every major city in this country. So your point's well taken, though. It's going to be happening with dialogue with law enforcement itself. But right now they can't get ahead of this violence that is destroying this country. Now, talk about destroying the country. That's what General Mattis thinks the president is doing, the former Secretary of Defense, now retired. Who's going to keep his silence, but in the Atlantic he writes, Donald Trump is the first president of my lifetime who does not try to unite the American people, does not even pretend to try. Instead, he tries to divide us. He said he joined the military 50 years ago. He swore an oath to defend the Constitution. Never did I dream that troops were doing the same oath would be ordered to, under any circumstance, to violate their constitutional rights. He's talking about possibly using military troops to bring calm to our cities. Where do you stand here?
Well, number one, General Mattis has the right to express himself above all others in many ways because he served the country over a long period of time, put himself at risk for the nation. I admire his service to the nation. But the one thing I would tell General Mattis is that you don't quite understand that from the time President Trump wakes up to he goes to bed, there's an effort to destroy his presidency. That George H.W. Bush, 41, used the military to support the police in Los Angeles after the Rodney King verdict. The Insurrection Act has been used, but it's been sparingly used. Nobody wants to send active duty troops into American cities unless they're invited, unless they're absolutely necessary. But I would say that Governor Cuomo should have called out the National Guard early on. And I would ask General Mattis to look at the behavior of the politicians in these cities and see if you can find fault with them. It is so fashionable to blame President Trump for every wrong in America. Mm-hmm. And he can be a handful. And can he do better? Yes. But the problems we have in America today weren't caused by Donald Trump. And hopefully he can help the nation heal some of these problems.
Well, you know, that's pretty much what's been going on all night long here in the program, because here goes the chat room again. Go ahead.
Go watch Boondock Saints. I mean, look, we are really in a condition here that all of these hot spots, let's put it that way, uh-huh. of where we have looting and arson and, you know, attacks and all these other kinds, they all happen to be Democrat cities, don't
yep,
they?
Yep, they are.
Okay. Now, I put out a two words on a post on Facebook about 4 days ago, and all I said was Bill Ayers.
Yeah.
Do you think these tactics are not coming right out of the book, Prairie Fire?
Well, that and Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. You betcha.
You know, my son in Atlanta, he went to like 30 places 2 or 3 days ago to see if he couldn't buy some body armor.
Yeah.
And it took him to the 30th place that he finally was able to get some. He kept getting, you know, the people at all these shops kept going, go here or try this place or try this place. And almost every place that he was in, who else was in there with him? Antifa.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you don't think they're not for, they if you look at Black Lives Matter's website, they want to be their own. They want to get rid of the police, and they want to be their own police, their own militia.
That's right.
So now we're going to have to go back to the militia situation. But they're proposing, they want to do vigilante justice.
Yep.
So here's where we are. We're going to go back to the frontier here, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, General Mattis.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And by the way, the other thing is Dearborn, Michigan. Remember them?
Sure.
They have their own Muslim police department. certified, but it's there. Okay, now let's move along here because not to be outdone. We had the Florida Supreme Court yesterday block the assault weapon ban from the ballot, and I got a lot of different requests. I was requested to go on a television show yesterday, which I said, no, I'm not going to do it. But everybody's all, what are they doing in Florida? Well, they should be banning those things. Oh, it's terrible. But they don't understand what the deal is down here.
The people that want to get into the discussions, about, challenging all things Second Amendment, just don't understand. It's such a tired subject. About as tired a subject as, systemic racism. Okay, whatever.
By the way, Eric is saying, in Prairie Fire, there is a call for rounding up those who speak out against the movement, the American Gulag. That's what he just said. Okay, now the other thing is that the RNC is still trying to decide on where to hold their GOP convention, and our governor and our Republican Party of Florida chairman, Joe Gruters, and our good friend Colonel Jim Warshak here in Tampa have sent a letter to the RNC saying, come on down to Tampa.
Well, they've immediately sent a team to Nashville.
And Nashville wants it. Yep, they really want it.
Mm-hmm. And Tennessee's had some tough times. They could use an infusion of some revenue. So I think it's while it would be great to have it in Florida, it would also certainly help the state of Tennessee. They went through the fires and the floods and pretty much knocked out Dollywood. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I don't have any problem with Nashville. That's a great place to go to. It's a great meeting place. I just don't know that they have anything really big enough to have them all in there. I don't think where they do the Grand Ole Opry out there. I don't think that's big enough to put all these people in there, but I could be wrong.
Well, I don't know what the attendance would necessarily be with
20,000. 20,000.
Hanging over our heads anyway.
Yeah. Now, let's... let's talk about this son of Keith Ellison, and I've been saving this. Jeremiah Ellison, Minneapolis city councilman, son, of course, of the state attorney general Keith Ellison, is calling for the complete dismantling of the Minneapolis Police Department. Dismantling. Okay, what are you going to have in place? You said something about, a citizen police department or something?
Well, that's what Black Lives Matter and people want. They want to be their own police department. But you know what? Okay, get rid of them. Go ahead. Let's go, because I really have a problem with police departments anyway. Because you know what? They're not constitutional. Sheriffs are.
Yep.
So, fine. We'll put the burden and the focus on the Sheriff's Department.
Okay, we will talk to you tonight on the weekend show. Denise Simon, everybody, from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great articles she writes. And, Jeff, I'm aware those are Antifa training videos. I've seen them. But, I played them during hour number one. I played one of them during hour number one. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Two of the three Minneapolis police officers accused of aiding and abetting in the death of George Floyd were rookies, barely off probation, when a more senior white officer ignored the black man's cries for help and pressed a knee into his neck, according to defense attorneys. Earl Gray said his client, former officer Thomas Lane, had no choice but to follow the instructions of Derek Chauvin, who has since been charged with second-degree murder in Floyd's May 25th death. A judge set the bail at $750,000 apiece for Lane, J. Alexander Kung, and Tao Thao when they made their first appearances in the Hennepin County District Court. Simultaneously, just blocks away, celebrities, friends, and relatives gathered to memorialize Floyd at a Bible college. With Chauvin's charges being raised to second-degree murder, he could face up to 40 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And yes, indeedy, it is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you, and in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to becoming an aviation maintenance tech with a tremendous wage and tremendous benefits and an excellent opportunity. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more people are going to be changing jobs now that they've been furloughed or laid off or whatnot with this coronavirus pandemic thing that we've had going on for several months. And we also know that many people that were headed off to college are not going to college anymore. They're coming out of high school and from a trade school. They're learning a background, a trade, and then they're going to work wherever. Well, how would you like to take all that training you've got, whether you're coming out of the military or you've got some sort of training from a trade school, how would you like to take that training and put it to work as an aviation maintenance tech on a job that you'll never regret taking? Here's why. Bo was in here yesterday from National Aviation Academy. He told everybody about the fact that you can make as much money as you can humanly possibly think of because the overtime is there in the job. That's part of the profession and what you do. You start out at around 40-hour week at around $60,000 a year. That's where you start. And then you go up from there. So you know you got a base salary on which to operate from, and you can make a lot of money. People have made a lot of money. Bo made a lot of money before he became the vice president over there at the National Aviation Academy in admissions. And I'll tell you what, it's a great thing. So check them out online by going to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And remember, they have two campuses for you to take advantage of. One in Concord, Mass., which is up outside Boston. And the other one is right down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. So you have two campuses. Two campuses. And again, find out more about them by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And then give them a call at 800-659-2080 to schedule a tour of one of the facilities. That's 800-659-2080 and schedule a tour of one of the two facilities. See what they're all about, and you'll be glad you did. All righty. Some West Point cadets have tested positive for coronavirus after returning to campus for graduation. Of course, the president is scheduled to speak there next week. And we'll see what happens there with what's going on right now. Now, so far, it's about 15 cadets that have tested positive. And we'll see if their interaction means there'll be more or not. Also, the U.S. Army announced recently that female soldiers will be integrated into all of their infantry and armored brigade combat teams by the end of the year. So every one of the BCTs will have women in them. And the Army's newest super gun is going to cost $500 million before it's even ready to fight. Now, the Army's plan to build a fleet of extended Ranger cannon artillery systems starting in fiscal year 2021, will cost the service at least $500 million, according to a new assessment from the Government Accountability Office. And the Navy is going to send out the $13 billion supercarrier, Gerald R. Ford, that still doesn't have working weapons elevators and aircraft launching systems for its first formal deployment. Now, they're working on correcting the problem. They will get the problem corrected, I'm sure, so not to worry. Also, the Congress's watchdog agency, the Government Accountability Office, found that the Navy has yet to fully demonstrate critical technologies in the mid-band of the service's future airborne electronic jamming system. And two Grand Forks Air Force Base airmen in North Dakota were identified who were killed in an early morning shooting in a dorm. Airman First Class Natasha Ray and Airman First Class Julian Carlos Torres. It was a domestic violence occurrence that caused the shooting and suicide. Four B-52s from Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota carried out a long-range training mission that flew through the Arctic to Europe yesterday and then back to North Dakota. Now, the Air Force has also selected 697 first lieutenants for promotion to the rank of captain. Is your name on the list? And a pair of Georgia lawmakers voiced consternation with the Air Force's advanced battle management system, criticizing the service for being late to submit information about the program altogether. Also, the Air Force is hoping that more soon-to-be-departing pilots will consider its generous retention bonus as airlines, commercial airlines, are struggling with the effects of the coronavirus and more military pilots are not making the jump in the ship to go over to the commercial airline industry because a whole bunch of aircraft are sitting on the ground, amongst other things. And we know when it comes to discussions about the National Guard that different elements, for example, in California, more than 2,400 California National Guard soldiers touting military assault rifles are on the streets, and authorities say that that's allowed police officers to crack down on the rampant vandalism and thievery that scarred the first several days of the demonstrators. Well, you know, who wants to go up against the National Guard under any circumstances? And, of course, President Donald Trump this week signed an order to extend the authorization of the National Guard troops to deploy through August the 21st with federal funding in support of the coronavirus missions. And that allows the troops to get all the benefits that they would be entitled to for being on active duty. So there you go. And that's a good thing. By the way, the White House may be softening their stance on sending troops to states to quell civil unrest. As right now, it looks like as if that's not going to be needed because things are calming down. But there are a lot of people saying they'll be back as we get closer to the election. And that's probably true. The administration, by the way, is working on the South Dakota governor's office to working with the South Dakota governor's office to plan a military flyover at Mount Rushmore during President Donald Trump's visit to the national landmark on July the 3rd as part of the Independence Day celebrations. The president will be at Mount Rushmore because the D.C. mayor does not want to have a large demonstration or group of people in her city on that day. So the president's going to go take a little trip, go to Mount Rushmore, and invite everybody to come out there. Now, the defense industry right now is going to buy $3.4 billion worth of General Dynamics Ordnance and Tactical Systems Hydra 70 rockets. That's a very large purchase. Biggest one they've had so far. And the American unit of Astroscale Holdings is entering the satellite life extension market with the purchase of an Israeli company that specializes in developing on-orbit servicing solutions. Don't know how that's going to work out. And finally, the House Veterans Affairs Committee ranking Republican has thrown his support behind an effort to make the Department of Veterans Affairs mission statement more inclusive by shedding its masculine pronouns and reference to widows. Here we go again. Political correctness run amok. Boy, oh boy. All right, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment of the program brought to you by our friends at the Two Guys Gun Show. And Two Guys Gun Shows are back and better than ever Saturday and Sunday this week. I will be there at the Mid-Reg Hall in Largo, located at 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. Saturday, they're open from 9 to 5, and Sunday, they're open from 9 to 3. And you can stop by and see all the great collections of most modern and up-to-date guns, as well as tactical equipment, private collections, guns, knives, sabers, outdoor equipments and supplies there, too, and different things that you might not find elsewhere that you can find, certainly, at the Two Guys Gun Show. And also, next week, I'll be down in Sarasota, because we'll be down at Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds Saturday and Sunday. And you can meet me. I'll be there. I'll have a booth there. You'll see me if I'm up against the wall. My banner will be up on the wall. And you might be seeing a surprise or two from some people that you know that maybe might be talking to me on the radio here. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is here with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's been one of those days, and we've heard all sorts of things. And I want to roll a little interesting fact out there. Do you remember 1992 and what happened in Los Angeles?
Yeah, it was the riots after the Rodney King verdict came out. It got pretty ugly.
And at that time, the Insurrection Act was invoked by then-President George H.W. Bush. And he brought in, because the governor of California brought in 4,000 National Guardsmen, and they weren't able to do anything. They weren't able to do anything. And after the third day, President George H.W. Bush activated 4,000 Marines and brought them in from Camp Pendleton.
One of the interesting things is that certain areas that need the National Guard are not getting the National Guard. So, New York being one of those, and I think that's, quite honestly, that's a major problem. I don't understand why they haven't been called in there. I don't know why. I think the president could probably order the National Guard prior to utilizing the Insurrection Act.
Yes.
But I think a lot of the problem is, I've been talking about it on my podcast. I'll talk about it on my radio show. There's been a lot of talk and no action. The president came out, gave the press conference this week. He's going to be the law and order president. But from looks of things right now, it really hasn't been much done. You still have these major protests that are taking place. I don't have any problem with people doing the protests. I mean, I just watched some here in Sarasota yesterday. It marched up the streets. Everything was fine. They held their protest. Nothing broken. Everything is okay. It's the rioting that has to stop. I mean, there's just people, the businesses are being destroyed. Property needs to be protected. I mean, I keep asking the question. I said, what do I pay taxes for?
Yeah.
Why am I paying taxes if these things can't be accomplished? And now we're seeing a major pushback too. I mean, you're seeing a lot of police departments that, are going to be defunded. I mean, you got people out there, various politicians are taking money away.
Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. New York City, now they're thinking about taking away $1 billion right now. And, what does that mean? Are we going to go back to the time we're going to have neighborhoods looking like Fort Apache, the Bronx, back in the 1970s? I mean, that might be the case.
Well, groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they want to have their own policing agency. And they did that in places like Dearborn, Michigan, created their own department, the Muslim police cars with the decals on them and all that stuff. They did it in New York City in a couple of areas. And how's that working out?
I'm not too familiar how it worked in the areas in New York. I'm not sure which areas they are.
It didn't.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that, how that works.
No, it didn't. But here's the other thing. You've got General Dempsey, General Mattis, General Kelly, Admiral Mullen, who have all chimed in and talked about the fact that this president shouldn't be sending troops to American streets and all that stuff. And let me tell you about General Mattis. Now, I like him. He's a Marine, and I would have followed him anywhere he told me to go because I believe he's a leader of men. Back in 1992, when the 4,000 Marines came into Los Angeles, guess who one of the junior colonels was that came in with his unit? It was General Mattis.
Yeah, he lost me in his op-ed. Yeah, I was listening to what he had to say, but when he started talking about how the violence and the criminality was minimal, and I said, I don't know what you're looking at, man. It hasn't been minimal. This is not minimal. You've got police officers that are being killed. You've got civilians that are being killed and injured. You've got businesses being destroyed. It's not the closest thing to being minimal. So he kind of lost me in the whole op-ed with that. But, I have to say, and, Donald Trump, again, I've been critical at times of some of his messaging when it comes to tweeting. And some of this stuff eventually comes back to bite you, because sometimes when people leave or they go out the door and you kind of kick them when they go out the door, they resent that. And they're going to find a way, some way to come back at you. And I think that has been problematic. I mean, I wish that, the tweets would go away to some degree. I understand you need to stick up for yourself from time to time, but there sometimes are better ways of doing it than social media. But again, I'm not a big social media fan at all. I think it doesn't help. It just makes matters worse.
Now, the other thing is that the Attorney General, William Barr, yesterday came out and said that there's evidence that Antifa, other extremist groups, and some foreign intervention has been instigating the violence across America. And we do know this because a man suspected of ambushing three NYPD officers shot two of them and stabbed one of them or slashed one of them with a knife. He apparently has ties to ISIS.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm hearing. I don't know if that's been fully confirmed yet. They were talking about that. There's obviously going to be bad elements everywhere. And, you know, I think we've got to cross our fingers and we should be thankful that they're, you know, amid all of this unrest and what's taking place, you know, that element hasn't really seemed to have done anything as of yet. That was a concern of mine, saying, hey, listen, you know, if you're one of those types of elements, this would be, you'd be opportunistic to take advantage of this situation. And thank God that hasn't happened.
And, folks, I'm speaking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. You can hear his program all across the country on many of these same stations that you're listening to me on right now. Now, President Trump is talking about a $1 trillion stimulus round, the next round. Nancy Pelosi, of course, wanted $3 trillion. He's just talking about $1,200 again to the folks and doing some more help for the small businesses. That's all he's talking about. So I don't know where that's going to go.
I don't agree with it at all. I don't know why you have to send out another $1,200 check to people. Or if you're unemployed, you should be getting your federal unemployment through July. Another $1,200 stimulus check. You gotta be kidding me. I mean, this is ridiculous because the $1,200 has to be paid for. Okay. I don't feel like sending out free money, to people that are getting unemployment already, that are getting heavy duty unemployment from the federal government. I don't feel like sending it to people that are not working, that are already getting their pensions. I don't understand it. I really don't. It doesn't make any sense to me. So no, I totally disagree with another round of checks.
Now, Tesla's Elon Musk has been having a little bit of a rough time of it. He's had some bad press, but he's done some really good things. SpaceX down here has been extremely successful, and he's looking forward to some really good things there. They've got a brand new facility that they've got down here in Cape Kennedy, and he's called now for the breakup of Amazon in a tweet.
Well, he got really upset because, you know, Elon Musk has been very much anti you know, COVID shutdowns and what's been taking place. And there was an ebook that was published with, you know, all sorts of facts about this and the shutdowns and what it really means. And Amazon censored it. They didn't want to publish it. They changed their mind on it. But, you know, again, Musk is right here. You know, these monopolies are no good. Okay. And when you get these ginormous companies with the ability to censor, you know, in the same way that Twitter wants to start doing fact checking and they're pushing Facebook to start censoring people, you can't do that. Okay. You can't have it both ways. Either you're going to be a platform for free speech or you're not. And you know, if you're not going to be a platform for free speech, then guess what? Then you're liable for all sorts of libelous claims, and they don't want it. And these platforms want it both ways. And the myriad of different businesses that Amazon has gotten into, from the Washington Post on through, definitely makes me nervous. It's conflict of interest issues, without a doubt.
All righty, here comes the music. That means I got to let you go for the weekend. I hope you have a great weekend. And you said you were going fishing, right?
I hope. We're going to see. If not, I'm going to come see you.
All right. Very good. I'll see you later then. Have a great day. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street. Chris wants to go fishing, but he may make a surprise appearance at the gun show, along with some other folks that may show up there. And that's all I can say. I'm not going to ruin the surprise. You have to show up to find out.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.